Good morning. Our question today, a very relevant halacha lemaisa question is, can you put a Gemara, and in fact a Mishnah as well, on top of a Chumash or on top of a Sefer of Nevi'im or Ksuvim? Why would we think that you can put a Gemara or Mishnah on top of something that is included in Tanakh? And in fact, as we've been discussing, there are three primary levels when it comes to the Kedusha of Svarim. Level number one is a Chumash, Chamisha Chumshei Torah. We said that a Tanakh, even though the majority is Nevi'im and Ksuvim, also has the status of Torah. And even one volume of Torah we're going to put in category number one. That is going to be our Torah category, highest level of Kedusha. Level number two, Nevi'im and Ksuvim. You can put Nevi'im on top of Ksuvim, Ksuvim on top of the Nevi'im, one volume on top of the other, even though there are a number of poskim who are of the view that Nevi'im is on the higher level of Kedusha of Ksuvim. We also saw the alternative view that Ksuvim is on a higher level. But in any case, we are categorizing Nevi'im and Ksuvim together. You can put category number one, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, or even one Chumash on top of a Sefer of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, but not the reverse. And category number three, which is what we are starting to delve into now, is Mishnah, Gemara, etc. We will not discuss today Rishonim, Achronim. Can you put a Rishon on top of a Gemara, a Mishnah, or an Achron on top of a Rishon? We're going to focus today on Mishnah and Gemara, category number three. And can Mishnah and Gemara be put on top of category number two, or even possibly category number one? Why would we think that you could put a Gemara, for example, on top of a Chumash? So in fact, the Tshuvas Rimagash was asked this question, and the argument was as follows, that the Talmud, the Gemara, is a commentary of the Chumash. The Talmud is a commentary of the Chumash. It brings so many psukim and so many drushas on it, so maybe it has the same status. Maybe it has the same level of kedushin. Accordingly, the Gemara could be placed even on top of a Chumash. Certainly, if we say that, it can be placed on top of a Nevi'im Ksuvim. So the Rimagash answered as follows, that even though that's true, that the Talmud is a commentary on the Torah, nonetheless, its kedusha is not as high as the Kedusha of the Torah itself. So he says it's category number three, it stays in category number three, and you cannot put category number three, a Gemara or a Mishnah, on top of category number two or category number one. He says it explicitly. He says, Gemara, obviously very holy, but you cannot put it on top of Ksuvim, which is in category number two, and certainly you cannot put it on top of Nevi'im, which is also category number two, and certainly, you cannot put a Gemara on top of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, or even a single Chumash that cannot be done. So that's the Rimagash. Again, even though the Gemara is a commentary on the Chumash, but it cannot be put on top of a Chumash, and also it cannot be put on top of a Nevi'im or Ksuvim. The Rimagash is not the only one who is of that view. The Sefer Chassidim Achadash says basically the same thing. Sefer Yosef Omer says basically the same thing. But we do have a somewhat alternative view. The Tshuvas Olas Yitzchak brings in the name of the Moshe of Zkenim Bali Atoswas, who were of the view that it's Mutar Lahaniach Sifrei Mishnah Gemor Al Gabei Nach. It's permitted to put Mishnah, a Sefer of Mishnah, a Sefer of Gomorrah, on top of a book of Nevi'im or Ksuvim. Not level number one. You can't put a level number three, Mishnah or Gomorrah, on top of a Chumash, but you can put level number three, when it's a Mishnah or Gomorrah, on top of level number two, a Sefer of Nevi'im or Ksuvim. How is that possible? So the proof is brought from a Gomorrah in Brachas that we saw yesterday. It's a drasha on a pasuk in Shmos Chavdalid, Ve'nelecha es Luchos Ha'evan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you these Luchos Ha'evan. It's talking about the Luchos, the Aseres HaDibros. And then the Torah continues, the Pasuk continues, V'ha-Torah, V'ha-Mitzvah, Asher Kasafti, L'Horosam. And this is the drasha that we saw, Gemara and Brachos, Luchos, level number one, those are the Aseres HaDibros. Level number two, when the Pasuk says Torah, it says it next, that's Mikra, that's the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So first is Aseres HaDibros. Second is the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Third, V'ha-Mitzvah, the word V'ha-Mitzvah in the Pasuk is the Mishnah. Level number four is Asher Kasafti, the drushes, that's talking about Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And level number five, Lahorosam, that is teaching the Talmud. So here we see that in fact the order is that the Mishnah comes before Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And accordingly, that would be a proof that you can put the Mishnah, maybe not the Gemara, although the Balei Atosos brings it, Moshe Zkenim Balei Atosos brings also the Mishnah and the Gemara, can be put on top of a Sefer of Nevi'im and ksuvim. That is what the tshuva is olas. Yitzchak means, nonetheless, he concludes that the poskim do not say that, as we saw in the name of the Rima Gash and others, that we paskin. We have category one, category number two, category number three, category number one, chamisha chumshei Torah, category number two, nach, category number three, as of now, Mishnah and Gemara, and you cannot put category 2 on category number 1, and as well, you cannot put category number 3 onto category number 2, onto Sefer Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and certainly you can't put the Mishnah and Gemara onto any of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Have a wonderful day.